Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say Tiger Mom in Chinese. We have Melissa Bethel, the Managing Director of Bank Capital. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
你好。Right, as a very busy person, and with four children, a lot of people, I'm sure, they will ask you about your parenting experience and how you deal with that. And of course, following the famous book, The Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother by Amy Chua, a lot of people, at least in my case, I've been asked by many people, oh, did you do the same thing? Did you come across experience like this?
You know, it's interesting because I myself am an immigrant in some ways. I was born in Taiwan and then my family immigrated to America when I was about six. And when you're an immigrant, I think you do bring a lot of your social mores and culture from that particular place and that particular point in time with mm-hmm. you. And you probably hold it a lot closer than had you actually stayed in your home country and moved with the times
right.
in some ways. And so my own, you know, educational experience as a child in Southern California was actually very different than most of my peers because in some ways my parents were lovely, driven parents who wanted the best, you know, for their children. And the best, you know, in that way was really in that generation through education. And I don't want to say my parents pushed me, you know, in some ways, but there was definitely a feeling of, you know, anything less than an A wasn't exactly up to snuff.
Oh, wow. Wow. I have to echo you because exactly the same as how I grew up. And my parents, luckily, I'm the third daughter. So they sort of ran out of energy when they came to me. So I still remember when my sisters, they were younger, of course, academically, less than A was not acceptable. And then in addition to that, they had to learn everything from arts, music, piano, violin, cello, everything. Yeah. And then, so that was the expectation from our parents.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there was always that implicit competition that was out there because I think that generation also grew up in a very competitive academic situation themselves mm-hmm. where they had to take entry exams, I think around high school level
yes.
in order to determine whether or not they actually got to an academic education or something more polytechnic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the value that traditional Chinese people place on education combined with the sheer, you know, few numbers of those that were able to actually go to university from that generation
mm-hmm.
really, I think, propelled them to want to make sure that their children really valued the opportunities they're creating for us.
Right. And then to describe this type of parents, we call them Tiger Mom and Tiger Dad in English. And in fact, there's direct translation in Chinese as well. Hu Ma and Hu Ba.
Hu Ma, Hu Ba.
That's right. And Hu means tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Ma is mother. Ba is father. So when you just say Hu Ma, Hu Ba, it's a very common phrase everywhere. And it's a social norm as well, everywhere in Asia, including Korea, Japan, Taiwan, yeah. Hong Kong, Singapore.
Yeah, I always find it's actually quite fascinating why they chose the tiger necessarily to describe this behavior, because it's obviously a very fierce animal that can go out and attack.
Yes,
know,
yes.
And provide. But at the same time, it's actually quite a protective animal as well. So, yeah, in some ways, I think that type of parenting behavior means, you know, you are being held quite closely to your parents.
It is. And tiger is quite symbolic in Chinese culture. And they describe them, yeah, fearless. And then, of course, in Chinese medicine, they believe because tiger is so strong and they take every part of tiger into the medicine, thinking that they will become courageous and brave or strong. But at the same time, there's a very famous Chinese idiom, Hu Fu Wu Quan Zi. Hu is tiger, Fu is father. The tiger father doesn't have a doggy son, basically, as a direct translation. So it's just saying, okay, a son or the offspring, they should follow the great achievement by the parents. And that shows the social expectation.
And strength. I think it's a very strong animal in Chinese culture. And so, yes, the strength of that parental bond, I
it
guess,
is,
for the child.
It is, yeah. But ironically, tiger is a almost extinct in China now because I've been haunted by humans. Okay, so humans are actually stronger, so we should say Zhen Fu, maybe, a person father. Okay, let's repeat Hu Ma, Hu Ba.
Hu Ma, hu ba.
That's right. Hu is the third tone. Ma is the first tone. Tiger mom. Hu ba. Third tone. Ba is the fourth tone. Hu ba.
Hu ba.
When we say tiger children, we can say 胡子, that's tiger child, and mainly boy, 胡子.
胡子.
And tiger daughter, 胡女.
胡女.
胡女. 胡女, it's not necessary. We don't normally use that, and it's not really something we describe some really fierce young girl. And it's actually quite a negative way to describe a woman in China, because Chinese tradition, they believe women have to be so tamed, has to be very obedient. So when you hear someone calling a woman 胡女, it's quite negative.
You're absolutely right. As someone who has a tiger in my own zodiac.
Are you a tiger?
I am a tiger. Okay. When I was younger, I was always told not to actually bring up the fact that I was a tiger. 我属虎, was the way that we would describe it at, you know, a big banquet or meals, because sometimes it's unlucky to have a female tiger, you know, at a celebration.
Actually, you probably remember I gave a TED talk about the social implication of Chinese zodiac. And it is true that some people consider if you have a daughter and then the daughter has the Chinese zodiac as tiger, they brings the unlucky to the family. And personally, I thought that was a bit over the top. And I've known you for a long time. You are the most courageous and most gentle person I know, and the way you treat your children, and then I can see how much effort you put in, but at the same time in a very gentle way. You're not a tiger mom at all.
Sadly, I'm not. My husband's actually more of a hu.
We should get him into the show next time. Thank you, Melissa, for sharing with us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we learn how to say tiger mom and tiger dad, 虎妈虎爸. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you've learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.